Hey everybody, welcome to episode 50 of Comic Thoughts. I'll be honest, I didn't know if I would still be doing this at this time, but I appreciate the feedback that I've gotten. I appreciate those of you who have listened to the episodes and shared the episodes on social media. That's been awesome to see, so I really appreciate that. Today, I want to talk about the new Captain Marvel's, I don't know if you call it trailer or not. I mean, to me, it's a trailer. It's a minute and a half, but it's basically all new footage that happened during the college football championship game, whatever. I don't know. I don't follow college ball, whatever. But Captain Marvel, that's what I was waiting on. That's what a lot of people were waiting on, at least in the geek world. And I gotta say, this trailer felt very different. It felt like I don't know if they did it on purpose, but it felt like a direct response to those who claim that Brie Larson wasn't showing any personality. Now, I maintain she absolutely was showing what her character probably was supposed to be showing. She was showing what they wanted her to show. But here we get to see a different side of Brie Larson, a different side of Carol Danvers. And I love the dynamic that she seems to have with Nick Fury, and not so serious, but at the same, like, just the rapport they have between them is really, really strong and appealing. We see a little bit of the same footage, like we see her on the train or on the subway fighting the old guy or the old woman again, I mean. But we also get a look at a Skrull shape-shifting on the beach. You know, he looks at a human and then starts to shift. And I got to say, that effect looked really, really good, I thought. I really liked the way that came out. I love the scene where Carol was explaining that she's not a Skrull because she can fire like the photon blast or whatever she called it. I thought that was great. She's like, they can't do that, so that's proof. And I just, the attitude she shows there, it's just, again, it's a different side, and I really like the look of it. We also got our first real looks at Jude Law's character. Now, I've heard conflicting things. The latest rumor I've heard is that he is going to be Mar-Vell. I don't know. Whoever he is, he's clearly working as some sort of mentor for her, which to me means Mar-Vell certainly would make a lot of sense. But that looked good to me. I liked just the very brief glimpse we've got of him training her. I'm definitely going to look forward to more of her time with the Kree and her learning about her abilities, while at the same time getting to see the interplay of her on Earth. We heard Agent Coulson speak. We saw him again, but I'm pretty sure this was the same shot that was in the very first trailer they put out. I would like to see more of Coulson, but all in all, I just wanted to hop on real quick and just say that I really love this trailer. This is definitely my favorite one so far, and the special effects continue to impress me. I really like the look of it, and we've seen the shot in the last one, but that shot at the end where she's in full Captain Marvel garb, and I don't mean the Kree one, but I mean her red and blue one, just flying through space is just gorgeous. I love the look of it. I love all the bright colors. I love how it looks. My wife told me that she thought some of the CGI looked a little off to her, and when I asked her which parts, she said, well, at the end when she was all red, she looked all glowy and like a Green Lantern, to which I said, perfect, because if they were making a Green Lantern movie, other than having the predominant color being obviously green, it should look like that. And I'm like, no, I think that's exactly what Captain Marvel should look like. To me, it looks just phenomenal. And I'm really excited for this movie. Of course, yes, everybody is still focused on Avengers Endgame. But for me, Captain Marvel is not going to be a obstacle to get past. It's not going to be a speed bump that we have to go over. It's not going to be something that I just want to get through to get beyond it. It's going to be a pleasant stop on the road to Endgame. It's going to be something that I thoroughly look forward to and look forward to digesting and hopefully getting to see it a couple times in theaters and then, you know, wrapping up with Carol's story in Endgame. All in all, I think that this looks great. I'm very happy with what we saw. Now, I almost feel like I'm at the point where I don't need any more footage. You know, tickets are on sale. I got my tickets. I've seen lots of footage. Let's go dark. This would be pretty early for me to do that, but I'd be lying if I said it's not something I'm considering. That said, let me know what you thought about the trailer. BrinTechPrime on Twitter